Maryland's news now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
You know, once the big concern was an aging population, how to meet the health needs, the health care needs of the elderly. But now some of that is shifting because younger Americans are getting diseases and illnesses that stem from an unhealthy youth. How you live at 15 affects how you may live at 30. Jen Vietchner, a writer for MarketWatch and the Wall Street Journal, says youth and health are no longer synonymous. And she joins us now to talk more about it. Jen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So is this all coming from the obesity issue?
Yes, we're seeing a lot, with the obesity epidemic in the U.S., obesity overall has increased 30% between 2000 and 2010, but it's actually increasing faster among younger people, which is really worrisome for a lot of doctors and health experts. Basically, it's 50% overall, but for 12 to 19-year-olds, it's increased 75%. So it's increasing a lot for, adolescents, teens, even children, which is resulting in people seeing health problems at younger ages, such as heart attacks before you even the age of 30. Because if you're getting diabetes as a teenager in your 20s, then you're going to have some of the related health problems or, heart issues related to just being overweight when you're younger.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. You talked with a Chicago cardiologist and he talked with you about what he's seeing now, and that's incredible.
Yeah, so even 10 years ago, he said he was shocked to see a dozen or half dozen men coming into his office with heart attacks, and they weren't even 33 yet. They were all late 20s, early 30s, not even 33, and he was pretty shocked by that. But at the time, he thought maybe it was an anomaly, and now he's saying that he thinks it's part of a larger trend that other national health researchers are noticing, where people are having heart disease at younger ages or problems that lead to heart disease, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, things that are increasing among younger people, even if, at a much faster rate that they're increasing among older people. Some of them actually increasing in younger people, but decreasing in everyone else. Heart disease deaths overall are down 30% in the first decade of this millennium, but they actually are up for people between 25 to 34-year-olds. So more young people are dying from heart disease. It's up 5%. So that's really scary if it's, decreasing a lot for everyone else, but it's actually rising among
young
people.
That's not a trend you want to see. How is this affecting how pediatricians are going to treat children, do you think?
They're starting to screen for some of these risk factors earlier, such as high cholesterol, high blood pressure, things that could lead to diabetes. There's more thinking about, screening earlier than was normally indicated 10, 20 years ago. But there is, the doctors say, a need for more research on whether they can use some of the adult drugs that manage heart disease, such as, cholesterol-lowering drugs like Lipitor, on children. Because right now there hasn't been a lot of research on whether they're safe for children. They do have side effects. If the children do have risk factors but they can't be managed, with some sort of medication treatment, then, that's a problem. So they're trying to figure that out.
I would say probably at least in the last 5 years, there's been an increased awareness about childhood obesity and a lot of new programs cropping up to try and, stem the tide. Is it too soon to say that it's working or not working?
Yeah, it probably is too soon to say. Because they're still seeing increasing rates. So far, it hasn't slowed down. They're seeing, among children, they basically saying things, like heart attacks and strokes are declining from middle age and older adults. That's not the case for younger adults. So right now, they're sort of, waiting to see some of the many young people have the risk factors, but it's not necessarily fully developed into diabetes or heart disease. So hopefully it will slow down.
Jen Vietchner, thank you so much for joining us and talking about how more and more youth doesn't necessarily mean health. We appreciate it.
Thank you.